And yes, does it sound like I'm defending having this? Because I still feel like I gotta do that. I'm gonna get over that. And like Big Fatty says, you accept gifts with kindness. And isn't that what I think that's what he says? Maybe he says you gotta accept gifts with grace. Maybe that's what he says, but you've heard him say that.
Big Fatty.
So Patreon is an option. It's an option. That's all for people who want to use it and take advantage of it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2484 the 4th of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters and I've got a list of birthday coupons. Hello, Tudors B. Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Tudors today. Y'all, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why you're Tudors. Y'all, on Thursday in the coal mine, I took in a garden salad and some blue cheese crumbles and some blue cheese dressing. And I had that for my lunch. But, y'all, I put some of those French fried jalapenos on top of it. Y'all, it was really good to have the coolness of the blue cheese dressing on that solid with the heat from the and the crunch from the French fried jalapenos. Y'all, it would have been even better if it had some rotisserie chicken on it, but I didn't have any of that. So, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. All afternoon, I have been tooting it up, Big Fatty. It's almost like you're going toot 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 toot. Well, yes, yes. Yeah, because so y'all, this weekend we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it's old Stinkpot, and y'all, he is celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. And Big Fatty, it's a good thing everybody in Pickle Hollow has made up for him, because I know they'll all want to come by and wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's true, I'm sure they will. Y'all, I've got the... Speaking of old Stinkpot, Big Fatty, that's you, tootin' Stinkpot. Y'all, I've got the drainage today. I don't know why, but anyway. Y'all, if you see old Stinkpot, Toppy Smelly, on the 20 or the Face Space this weekend, y'all wishing a happy celebration of the exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I'm going to give him a tip of Poodle's top hat, Big Fatty, and a big old piece of cake.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes! Okay! Wednesday night, I had retired to the love chamber, and y'all, I'm laying there, you know, beginning to drift out. Y'all had a glass of Moose Pea wine, and after watching the Big Brother, I watched a little bit more on the TV machine, and then I decided I was just going to drift off. Just drift off. Yes, Big Fatty, drift off. And so I was there, and I was just about to go to La La Land. Big Fatty, is that where Miss Lauren is? No, y'all, I get a testimonium. Big Fatty, I'm finishing up with a work dinner. Y'all, this is like at 10:30 at night or something like that. And I'm very close to the villa. You want me to come by? I said yes. So I'm. Get up, and I, Big Fatty, you had to get prepared, and, y'all, while I was getting prepared, I hear, Big Fatty, what you doing, you want to get together, and I said, I'm kind of busy, but why don't you get in touch with me on Thursday, and, okay, Big Fatty, that sounds good, and y'all, and that was the regular general caller that loves the special chaya. So y'all, the other gentleman caller, who's a semi regular, he enjoys Big Fatty's company. He's in his 40s, he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. We just, Big Fatty, you rolled in the hay. We've been cleaning hay up all day, it's just lovely. And y'all, I didn't get back in the love chamber until probably after 11:30 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, then I'm at the coal mine on Thursday, and the gentleman caller that likes the special chair. Hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing this evening? And I said, well, I'm busy. from like 7 p.m. in the evening, about 10 p.m. in the evening, and he goes, oh, okay, well, we'll try to get together again real soon. And I said, yes. So y'all, who knows, maybe after 10 p.m. in the evening, there'll be another visit. Big Fatty, you're getting close to the end of your 60th year. I wonder if Straight Bob's keeping the count up to date. Oh, you know that Straight Bob is keeping the count up to date. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, jamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fatty, it's Trent Colin. And I just wanted to clarify something. In fact, it wasn't so much about the crying when it came to Big Brother. I wanted to understand, I'm just questioning, why is it that they yell at the camera every time they're in the diary room? I just boggles my mind how much soundproofing they must have there, but everyone in that room is yelling, and it drives me crazy, and we need Josh to fall off a cliff. Anyway, the other thing that made me giggle today while I was listening is, as I was walking down the street, it was noisy again, but you made a comment about how you would be Sophia with a little side of Blanche, but with the traffic noise, I heard ranch, which kind of made me think old ladies always, yeah, my grandma always had ranch on the side. So then I'm thinking Hidden Valley Blanche would be a great drag name. Anyway, but then if the valley's hidden, you're not much of a slut, so not really sure if that works. But anyway, that's it. That's all. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Turnip Head from up there in the Toronto, northern Mexico. And Turnip Head, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this was, y'all, the Turnip Heads sent me a message that Sophia with a side of ranch. And y'all, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But I've reached a certain age where I assume that, that things don't make sense to me. So I just went along with it, and now it makes sense to me. Beh, fatty. But y'all, you know how the goggle sends you the message of the phone calls. Well, y'all, this one just made me kerfuffle, and I want to read it to you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it says, hey, Patty, it's Jonathan calling, and I just wanted to clarify something. In fact, it wasn't so much about the crying when it came to Big Brother. I wanted to understand or put my boob a scam just questioning. Why is it that they yell at the Camry time there with the diarrhea room? I just bought my mind how much soundproofing they must have there, but everyone in that room is yelling and it drives me crazy, and we need Josh to fall off a cliff. Anyway, the other thing that made me giggle today while I was listening is as walking down the street it was, noisy again, but you made a comment about how you would be Sophia with a little side of it with the traffic. Now, I heard ranch, which kind of made me think old ladies always got my grandma, always had a ranch on the side. So I'm thinking it Valley Blanche would be... would be a great drag name. Anyway, then if the valley's heading, you're not much of a flood. So not really sure if that works. But anyway, that's it. Have a great day. Bye. Be ready. I don't understand that. By the way, can I get a side of ranch?
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Portal. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
It was the mailman's last day in the job after 35 years of carrying the mail through all kinds of weather to the same neighborhood. When he arrived at the first house on his route, he was greeted by the whole family, who congratulated him and sent him on his way with a big gift envelope. At the second house, they presented him with a box of fine cigars. The folks at the third house handed him a selection of terrific fishing lures. Now, at the fourth house, he was met at the door by a strikingly beautiful woman in a revealing negligee. She took him by the hand, gently led him through the door, which she closed behind him, and led him up the stairs to the bedroom, where she blew his mind with the most passionate love he had ever experienced. When he had had enough, they went downstairs, where she fixed him a giant breakfast: eggs, potatoes, ham, sausage, blueberry waffles, and fresh squeezed orange juice. When he was truly satisfied, she poured him a cup of steaming coffee. As she was pouring, he noticed a dollar bill sticking out from underneath the cup's bottom edge. "All this was too wonderful for words," he said, "but what's the dollar for?" "Well," she said, "last night I told my husband that today would be your last day and that we should do something special for you. I asked him what we should give you. He said, 'Fuck him, give him a dollar.'" The lady then said, "The breakfast was my idea." Have a nice day.
Beverly, that's a good one, Jimmy Bear. Thank you so much for the call and the Friday kerfuffle. Big Fatty, he's back on the wagon. Oh, he's on the wagon. Oh, well, he's back on the telling the Friday kerfuffles. It's true. And Jimmy Bear, it's just a wonderful way to kick off the weekend to have a Jimmy Bear kerfuffle. Big Fatty, you know it. You know, the only thing that could be better is to have a little taste of Bacon Theater.
This is recreation number 14. Hey, did you find someplace else where you could get an application for a job?
I was thinking Ken's, because they're super chill there and let you put in any of your hours. Emily was thinking about applying there too, because she doesn't like her job at Papa Murphy's.
Emily works at Papa Murphy's?
Yeah.
Oh, we should go there sometime when she's working and get like a sausage pizza. One time Derek had a vile friend that worked there, and he came home with this sausage pizza. It was so delicious.
Oh, Mom.
No, I think I'm going to try that bulimia diet again.
Mom, that's such a waste of food. You love how I say it's a waste of food and not, Mom, that's bad for your health.
Yeah, it's kind of be a waste of money, too, probably.
Yeah. Ready? I love the Bacon Theater. Well, that was... Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you and Bacon Bits with a recreation of Bacon Theater and an excellent, excellent recreation there. You're on the bulimia? Is that what you said? The bulimia diet? Big Fatty, I think she meant bulimia. Oh, well, that's very different. Yeah, either way, Big Fatty, it's a waste of food and a waste of money. Well, anyway, Miss Bacon, enjoy your bulimic weekend, Big Fatty. Oh. Okay, thank you for calling. Yes! Yeah, I guess it, y'all. You know, Big Fatty's got a birthday coming up on Thursday. Big Fatty, you whore! And y'all, you get all kinds of things in the e-letters and the mail and everything. Y'all, so far... So far, I have gotten a coupon for a little nibbler at the Zaxby's. I've gotten a $10 off coupon at the Kohl's. Y'all, I got $5 off at the Jason's Deli. Y'all, I got a free bagel and cream cheese at the Brugger's. I've got a free honey-baked croissant sandwich at the honey-baked ham. And the Golden Corral's giving me a free buffet. Penny, you're going to be as big as a house. Well, I guess you're probably right. But and y'all, I still got a week to go. Still got a week to go. Big Fatty, what? You better use that $10 coupon at the Kohl's and get you some bigger pants is all I got to say. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's my last quiet weekend for about a month and a half. Big Fatty. So we'll see how it all plays out. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all don't have any idea. Don't have any idea how the Big Brother is going to play out Thursday night. I talked to Mr. Michael Lawson in Gay Country West. Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And neither of them, not quite sure how it's going to do either. Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot. And Stinkpot, what do you usually do on your birthday?
Big Fatty.
Oh! Big Fatty just walks around saying that and people just think he's crazy as hell.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.